we invite you to stay aware. Yes, we do. We invite you to stay aware. Hi, I'm Lisa Garr, host of The Aware Show, and thank you so much for joining me today. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be here to allow me to use my voice for change and for good, because I have for so many years, and I didn't at one point have a voice. So that story, another day. There is a great, great organization. It's called First Tuesdays. And I love this phrase that is, there's a little placard for this event that's coming up. It says, behind every successful woman is a tribe of other successful women who have her back. Isn't that cool? It's, you know, I think that this is a day and age where women are supporting women so much more. And there's an unspoken sense of bonding that has happened since the whole Me Too movement and everything. But there's really a lot of empowerment that's coming out of this entire movement more than ever before. Connectivity, even in a professional setting and all social settings, it's wonderful. So this organization called First Tuesdays is an online forum for women. And it is great for social connectivity, personal and professional growth, social service. It is an online community, so you don't have to go anywhere. But once a month, they have on the first Tuesday, a great in-person event. There's one coming up on the 29th of January. And joining me is the fabulous, incredible Marcy Cole, who is the LA founder and executive director of First Tuesday. And she is also an amazing holistic psychotherapist, life enrichment event producer, which is a really cool title, community mobilizer for sure. This woman is a connector and a social emotional learning educator in our school system. So welcome, Marcy. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Lisa. What a joy. I'm so happy to be with you today.
I am too. Marcy and I are a part of this wonderful women's mastermind group, and it's just eight friends who got together. And we get together twice a month, every other Wednesday, on the phone, on Zoom. And we talk about our feelings, our successes, our wins, our truths. You know, it's just an opportunity. And then we all focus our intentions on each other. We get, 2 to 3 minutes per person. We focus our intentions on what we want. It's been such a wonderful experience. Have you enjoyed that?
Of course, of course. I mean, there's, in the broader, these events that you just described that I produce, I don't get the opportunity to really connect with the women to the degree and to the depth that I would like. And so when you have a small circle of really, really heart-centered, sincere, accomplished women, it's powerful. It's powerful. And Lisa, it was wonderful because we were eight women, and Lynn McTaggart's Power of Eight was all about that when you set an intention and you include others in that, it just becomes more powerful individually and actually collectively as well. So it's been wonderful to be a part of that for sure. And I actually recommend it for everyone, right? I mean, we have our friends, we have even our larger communities, but there's something very powerful and potent about a small group coming together.
So true. And isn't that true about so many things that we do, that we as women and as people, we tend to give and support and do so much, and then we don't really take the time to enjoy that support and connection that we're offering for so many other people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely true. And these kinds of gatherings, small gatherings where you are, it's part of the flow, as you just described, where you have to reflect on your wins, you reflect on your intentions, and then there's a sense of very supportive accountability. And it's really, I think, a missing piece in a lot of people's lives, both personally and professionally. So I'm thrilled to be a part of it, and I hope more people, men and women, make that happen for themselves.
Yes, absolutely. And now tell me about First Tuesday, and how did it get started, and what's your involvement with it?
So First Tuesday, so many things in our life happen organically, right? We can't even make it up. And so First Tuesday started in living rooms in Chicago. Mm. I just love bringing people together. And so I had my private practice of psychotherapy, and that was my professional terrain. But I just loved, bringing women together. And so we would have these potlucks at people's homes, and we would sit in the living room and it wasn't a business. It was just a gathering. And we would have these discussions, and I would facilitate the discussions. And then I moved to Los Angeles about 14 years ago, and someone who knew First Tuesday in L.A., in Chicago, said, gosh, you should start it in L.A. And again, it started in living rooms. And then it just mushroomed into this sort of life force, which I can't take credit for, honest to God. It just kind of grew because I think there's a hunger and a need, because of some of the reasons that we just said, for community.
Yes.
And
connection.
So then we created it, and then, you know, we have the online network. But these gatherings are an opportunity for connection, for community, for network working, and then, of course, for self-development and professional development based on the fabulous speakers that we have. And so that's what it's about. And also, when you create a vortex like this, it becomes so much more, because when there's somebody in need, everyone's on board, no matter if they've ever met that person before. And that's why it's so much richer. Our lives are so much richer.
Yes.
When we extend not only our participation, our influence, but also our receptivity to a larger circle than just our family and friends.
Yeah, it's when you're in a group like that, it's if something happens to a member of the group, it affects the veins, the structure, like if someone gets sick or has a relative who passed. I mean, it really affects the nervous system of the group. And it's wonderful because it shows how connected you are when you're with a group, but it also helps to get support when you need it, and also to lift you up when you're not able to do that yourself. I'm such a big fan of community and these community-like groups. It really is, it's a game changer. If you want to try something different this year and really feel supported, this is a great way to do it. And you can connect online, or you can connect in person. Now, you personally, ma'am, are a wonderful, wonderful psychotherapist. You have a full practice. And what is a holistic psychotherapist?
So given the fact, Lisa, that you have this AWARE show, I'm sure that most of your listeners are privy to this to some extent. But to sort of review holistic psychotherapy, I received an email several months ago from someone saying, where did you get your holistic psychotherapy degree? And I said, I didn't. I made it up. I mean, I didn't make up the concept of holistic practice, but that's how I define my own practice because, you know, to differentiate it from traditional therapeutic modalities, to really simplify, I think it's, you know, most traditional approaches, they integrate the unconscious, the idea that when there's something that is of distress, we want to sort of excavate and look at what we may or may not be conscious of, and that's very healing, which I absolutely agree with and I integrate. They also really focus on the idea that, you know, nothing happens in a vacuum, and there's that wonderful saying, hysterical is historical, and so we're able to go back into a narrative of one's life and sort of connect the dots for deeper understanding. But holistic, looking through a holistic lens expands that, so that we look at the four dimensions of our being, and we have our physical health. We have, you know, everything that the body is telling us. The body's so wise. And when we're not listening, it knocks on our door, and sometimes it needs to knock louder. And we have our mental health, all of our beliefs and our presumptions and our assumptions that guide our way and sometimes get in our way. And then we have our emotional health, our access to all the feelings under the rainbow, and our ability to work through it, whatever it may be. And then we have our spiritual health, which, of course, you know, we're not looking through a religiosity lens. We're looking at the idea of to what extent is one connected to themselves as something, as connected to a larger vortex of creation, you know, that being a spiritual being, having a physical experience. And so all of those dimensions impact who we are and the quality of our lives. And so that's a very simple overview of the way I see this holistic model of health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. That it's wonderful. And it's also wonderful that you speak about this in the school systems. And that's very important because I think it has been limited in the school system to what we can talk about with you know, religion and so forth, but it isn't limited with what we can talk about in terms of spiritual growth, personal growth.
Yes. Yes, you know, I just entered the school system this year, and after, you know, a 25-year career outside, not actually working with children. And I will say to you, I will share that for everyone listening, you know, it's so interesting when we look at the big picture and the fabric of our lives. My first instinct was to work with kids, and I applied at a counseling center in Chicago as a novice therapist to a child and adolescent program. They did not have any openings, and I ended up in the what they called the chronically mentally ill, the general aftercare program, which was an amazing experience for 5 years. And then I went into a private practice working with more high-functioning adults and couples and families. But here's what happens. Sometimes when we're not even looking, like, you know, the universe has our number and is orchestrating things when it's time. And so it was time for me to enter the school system this year, and it wasn't even on my radar. It fell from the sky, and here I am. And so now I am working as a social-emotional program facilitator in the school system, going into classrooms, teaching children my lessons on mindfulness and social-emotional learning from K through 6, connecting with the teachers and supporting parents' education. And so, yes, Lisa, it is so exciting because it's happening. You know, this is finally entering the school system.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about that. And what is it that you teach? And when you go in and you teach about social-emotional learning, you've got a totally brand-new atmosphere with the school shootings and the level of anxiety that's happening and the suicide rates and the opioid epidemic. I mean, that's no joke at this point.
No, yeah. It's I have to say, it's been a really at times distressing awakening, the level, not just in the school that I'm, but in lots of schools. I have clients who are in really needy schools with really, you know, a very difficult, needy population, low-income areas. And then I have a client in Chicago who's dealing with the same thing. There's a level of anxiety with children that we've never seen before. I mean, you know, perhaps we weren't listening enough before, but I think that it's absolutely mushroomed for lots of reasons. But the teaching, to answer your question, the teaching of mindfulness, you know, mindfulness is the capacity to be aware, no pun intended, of the Aware Show listeners, but it's the capacity to be aware of the present moment in our lives, including our feeling states and the sensations in our body and what is going on around us. And social emotional learning, you know, pertains to so much, but suffice it to say, it's about the ability to regulate our emotions and establish and maintain, you know, really positive relationships, with the ability to show empathy for others and to also to make responsible decisions and achieve our goals. And so the research shows that, you know, when you teach mindfulness to children, such as, you know, breathing techniques and body movement and lots of different various things that you can help them practice and learn, it absolutely supports their social emotional learning. And the research also shows that when schools begin to integrate social emotional learning into their school curriculum, it lowers the sort of toxic versus normal stress for these kids. It helps improve their esteem. It helps, you know, support their relationships with one another and their ability to communicate. And then, of course, it absolutely supports their ability to focus and learn, which ultimately improves their academic performance.
Yes, and so, you can teach this to kids. There are so many free online apps for meditation, and Calm is one of them.
Yes.
Even if their school isn't doing it, and you don't have a Marcy Cole at your school, you're going to be able to do this with your kids at home, wherever, in the car. You know, it's a great skill to learn, especially in the younger years, and even as a teenager, even as an adult. It helps so much. On the way to school this morning, my daughter was having a conniption fit because her grades came out. And I'm just like, you know, she was just having a rough morning. She had a rough game yesterday, and it was a rough morning. And so I just had her repeat the word calm, 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 until she felt calm. And then I said, okay, so we have until now, and which turn would you like to choose? And when you can be super upset and as upset and complain as much as you want, but when we get to that specific corner, what corner would you like that you're no longer allowed to complain and you get to stop. And I said, that corner? She goes, nope, longer. I said, that corner? She's like, nope, longer. I said, okay, you choose the corner. So we chose the corner, and she actually calmed down before the corner.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's listen, we're human, so it's natural for us to go into these, you know, these states of reactivity and despair and all of worry. And but we are equally as powerful to bring ourselves back to the present moment, to center, and to more clear thinking that will serve us. And so children can learn this so young. I just had a little first grader say, Dr. Cole, I'm walking by the gym, and Dr. Cole, I did my belly breaths. And I said, you did? When did you do your belly breaths? And she said, yeah, well, last night. And I said, well, how come? And she said, well, I was worried and I was scared. And I said, when did you do it? Before I went to bed. And I said, and then what happened? She said, I fell asleep.
Perfect.
So these children, so it's ageless wisdom, you know, for all of us. And it's amazing what three breaths can do to reset.
It is. It is amazing. And it's also amazing because we are all, remember the mastermind I was talking about at the beginning of the week, beginning of the show? Feels like it's been a long time.
It's only been 15 minutes. Believe it?
That's just awesome. we meet weekly, every other week. We were talking about this, Marcy and I, and we are going to be together as a group, our little community, our little power of six is going to be at your first Tuesday event. And I'm really excited about this. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so happy. This has been on my sort of vision, inner vision for quite some time. So, yes, it's going to be the last Tuesday of the month, this round. It's going to be Tuesday, January 29th in Marina Del Rey. And we're going to have the same flow as we always have. We have time to just unstructured for people to meet, greet, and mingle. And then we have our program, and we have some invocation. And we usually have a raffle for philanthropy. And we have some opportunities for round circles so that people can have small groups and meet some of the people in the room. And then we always have a featured guest or two. In this case, we're going to have six, including Lisa Garr.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes, we're going to have Deborah Poneman of Yes to Success and New York Times bestselling author Catherine Woodward Thomas, who is most known for Calling in the One and Conscious Uncoupling. And we're going to have Theta healer Karen Abrams and Women's Empowerment Resiliency mentor Peggy O'Neill and recovery specialist Sherry Gaba. And so we're going to be able to be, it's going to be a sort of a panel discussion, and I will be leading that discussion, everyone there will benefit from hearing some words of wisdom in terms of New Year's success tips from all of these extraordinary accomplished women, and as well as just it's sort of modeling the power of women to come together in collaboration and connection and celebration. And so I'm very, very excited.
There's something for everyone there. I mean, there's relationships, there's healing, there's addiction specialists, I'm talking about how to, position yourself as an expert, Peggy's talking about her massive overcoming adversity. Deborah is talking about success. So there's something for everyone to listen to and just to be a part of this very supportive endeavor. And that's what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, was how we support each other and feel supported is key to our success. And we've noticed that for a long time with our group. And then people have the opportunity then to be able to either create mastermind groups or find people that you don't have to be in the same state or time zone. You can meet on Zoom, which is so easy these days. So if people want to find out more about it, what is the website they can go to?
So they can go to firsttuesdayla.com, and under events, there's a calendar, and they can click on that. They can also email me at Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y, at drmarcycole.com, drmarcycole.com for more information.
And you spell out the word first, F-I-R-S-T, tuesdayla.com.
Yes, first, exactly. Spell it out, firsttuesdayla.com. Exactly. Okay. And, I have to share that I don't know how you pronounce his last name, Dan Boutner. He's a well-known author. He was on the Oprah Show, and he studies happiness and longevity. And I remember his quote one time on the Oprah Show. He says, you know, the communities that gather once a month are as, like, effective as doubling or tripling your income.
Really?
So I really think that that makes a lot of sense, because it's just part of feeling a sense of belonging. And it's just because I think isolation, you know, is what creates so much loneliness and sometimes even depression for people. And so it's a great opportunity for anyone listening who wants to join us that particular night. But just in general, wherever you choose to join like-minded people, it's so incredibly nourishing and life-affirming.
You've heard the phrase that you are the sum of the five people you surround yourself with. Well,
yes.
If you're not interested in the five people you're surrounding yourself with right now, and if you'd like to maybe go outside your current circle and expose yourself to new ways of being, learning, supporting, that is a really cool way to do it, is to be a part of a group that you expose yourself to new people, different professions, different services, connectivity. And I love that about communities that gather more than once a month are as effective as doubling or tripling your income. Go for it. You can find new people to befriend. And that's how, you know, we find a lot of our, you know, our school friends are our surroundings, or our childhood friends. And then you get into these different groups where there's, you've got your friends of your kids, moms, got that friend group, and you've got, you know, there's all these different groups that we involve. How about an intentional group that you actually get involved with, that you could grow with, and you choose your mentors? I think that's really kind of cool.
Yes. And besides, you know, like you were talking before, Lisa, about how these small groups that we've been privileged to be a part of together, you know, are there for you, rain or shine, and how the larger communities come together. And if there's someone in need, everyone is just right on board. There's also such an inspiring piece to watching an acquaintance, a new friend, a colleague succeed and have huge impact. And, you know, Lisa, when I witness what you're doing with this show, right, or any of these women on this panel or any of my other friends and colleagues, it's just a reflection of the strength of the human spirit and the capacity for us all to be of service and to have really positive impact on everyone we come into contact with. And so we are a mirror to each other, we are a support to each other, and we're an inspiration to each other.
We definitely are. So, okay, go to the website, which is firsttuesdayla.com. You don't only get one speaker that night, but six. And it is Tuesday the 29th, the last Tuesday of the month in this case, because it's the beginning of the year. And we have six of us who are speaking that night. And it's also an opportunity for you to really get involved with a community of like-minded women and expose yourself to new things. You can bring friends with you. It is, if you go to the link, firsttuesdayla.com, you'll be able to see, I think the tickets are between $25 and $35 for the whole night, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's only, listen, I mean, the truth is there's only about probably 10 tickets left.
Oh,
so we're
goodness.
Almost full at this point, yes. I mean, invitations went out a couple of weeks ago. And so, but the point is, for anyone who's listening, whether they're interested in coming on that particular evening or connecting at a later time, now you know how to do so. And whether it's First Tuesday LA or another organization, we just encourage you to get out, share who you are, receive from so much from others, and the connectivity with the community. And
yeah.
And it's all good. It's all good.
It's all very good. Well, thank you so much, Marcy, and thanks for putting this together and for being a part of my life. You're awesome. I love what you're up to. Keep helping the kids in schools and exposing more and more people to the power of meditation and grounding at any age. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for keeping all of these themes and good juju alive for all of us through all of your shows and all of your guests. And thank you for everything that you do. It's a mutual fan society. So thank you so much for inviting me on today, and hope to meet so many of the listeners out there someday live.
Cool. All right. See you soon. And again, the website is firsttuesdayla.com. Then spell out the word first.